During the Drashat HaRamban, Torat Hashem Tmima, page Ein Chet, in the Beit HaYayin edition, page Kuf Yud Chet, in the Chazon Yoel edition. Mesidrei Sirtutin Shamar Gonzal, Shamur Bapasuk, Zachar Unkeva Bera'am. The Gon, I think he quoted earlier of Shrira Gon, said that within the Pasuk, Zachar Unkeva Bera'am, you see the order of engravings. What is that? Kuchochmat hakaf ha-sirtutin. That's the wisdom of understanding the palm and the folds, the crevices, the engravings. Sha'ad achshav mishtamshim ben umitaskin ben bnei adam. That people use it and deal in it till today. Shekol eilu adorim chayutze ben chochmot yishanot amitiyotin. Because all these things and those that are similar to them are all ancient wisdoms, and they're true. Unkubalot beyad mekablei Torah. And those who receive the Torah have them on tradition. Uchsheavadnu avdu hachochmot imanu. And when we got lost, when we were exiled, so those wisdoms were lost with us. Venishar zichram b'shibush beyad mu'atim. And you have a remnant that remained in the hands of the few, but that remnant, says the Ramban, is inaccurate. It is b'shibush. Uvar filosofim mekhishum v'echritu otam. The philosophers come and deny it, and they try to uproot them, but that doesn't mean it's all lies. Yes?
It shouldn't mean the phones you have, I understand your fingerprints are unique, but phones you have are just because your hand is a certain shape and you close it. You've
been there
since you were a baby, and that's
why
you have folds in your
head. But babies have folds too.
What
if you're
folding the
head in the womb? No. It could form different ways.
They all form all the same. Remember some?
No, I could show you big differences.
I remember when there was something when they were their things for Allah or whatever, it said that if they were like an Arabic with the letters like 1 and 8, 18, and the other side is 8 and 1. And
it's supposed
to be 99 in Arabic, and that's what they say, like 99 names for God or something.
Okay.
So I mean, everyone's hand is like...
No. I could show you a little bit of the differences they say about how to read palms, but whatever, if you want. Ve'kvar haya ish yevani, and there was already a Greek, ki ben mechasidei almanya chochma zot, he got on tradition from the pious people of Almanya, which is probably, they say over here, is Ashkenaz, this wisdom, and the nation saw how he could say brilliant things based on a person's face, and his name, this Greek, his name was Shabtai HaYevani. I guess, yeah. וסוף דבר כי בתורה נרמז לחכמים כל עניין התוואים. Ultimately, within the Torah, all the different aspects of nature are alluded to. A person just has to know how to find them. ומקבלת התורה למד שלמה. And it is from the tradition of Torah that King Solomon learned the wisdom שכתוב עליו וידבר על העצים מן ארץ אשר בלבנון ועד האזוב אשר יוצא בקיר. It says King Solomon could speak about the cedar tree growing in Lebanon, down to the little grass growing out of the wall. Vilo ayu nodim tva'im shekorim rofim rishonim shneim ushlishim ve'elav, I'm sorry, hayu nodim tiviim, and he knew the different types of nature, shekorim rofim rishonim shneim ushlishim, that the doctors call first cause, second cause, third cause, and it could be that when they speak about that, they're speaking about the different types of plantings, the different types of ground, the different things that affect how something grows. Vesgulot shevehem. So Shlomo knew how to tell a person where to plant, how to grow. Velo kasher osin helu achokrim shetoamin v'omrim tamti bo me'at merirut. And not like the researchers do, they taste and they say, ah, I taste in this earth a little bit bitterness, orach kmo davar matok, or I smell something sweet, v'chaytseb durim elu, morot al mi'ut beru b'chokhmot. The Ramban says when they work that way, you see they lack clarity, their wisdom is limited. Shlomo knew without tasting the sand. Shlomo knew where to plant things and how things would grow. But rather, like King Solomon said in the book that's called The Great Wisdom of Shlomo, Shasham Katuv, over there it says, Vehu dihavi data de lo de galuta. Hashem gave him knowledge that there's no lie within it. Lemeida echan kam alma, to know how the world stands. Vovadehon de mazaluta, and how the constellations work. Shuya veshulmaya umetziaton dizmane, the beginning and the end and the middle of times. Shulchafe dizanvuta, he understands the angle of the tails. Vedeichan avdezmane riatehon dizmaya, and how the times run through the heavens. Vekiveyon de kochave, and how the stars are set up. Matna de beira vechemta de chevata, the calendars of the animals and the anger of the wild animals. Uzehon de ruche, I'm sorry, matna de beira might be the moisture of the animals, vechemata de chevata, and the anger of the wild animals, the heat of the wild animals. Uzehon de ruche, the strength of the winds, umachshevoton de bnei nasha, and the thoughts of man. Ginze din tzivata, the hidden things of the trees, which means their history, their evolvement. Vechelehon de ikare, and the strength of their roots. Kol meidam de kasi, anything that's covered, vechol meidam de galin, anything that's uncovered, yadait, hinu. That's what the Midrash says. He knew all that. How did he know that? How do you know what someone's thinking? Umachshavoton de bnei nasha, the thoughts of people, eino chokhmat tzurat hapanim shehizkarnu. That's not, says the Ramban, the understanding of a person's face. How did he know what people were thinking? And that's where we'll pick up Bezrat Hashem next week.